USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision limiting access to a widely used abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed the FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. The Justice Department is expected to appeal. A Quinnipiac poll reveals that despite legal issues, former President Trump remains a leading presidential contender.
But, you know, here we go. One of those terms. It's a lot of golf to play, a lot of time to go by, and four indictments. We have to see how this is really going to play out, and whether the Georgia one might push some people over the edge.
According to pollster Tim Malloy, 54% believe Trump should face criminal charges, and 68% think felons should be barred from the presidency. Trump is now 39 points ahead of Governor Ron DeSantis, making a potential Trump versus Biden election a toss-up. Search and rescue operations are underway after the Hawaiian island of Maui was devastated by wildfires. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said canine search teams and hundreds of personnel are searching for those still missing. She said more federal resources are on the way, but it will be a very difficult operation. The death toll has hit 118. Major cities across the central U.S. are in for the hottest weather of the summer. Forecasters say cities including Chicago, Minneapolis, and Des Moines, Iowa, will be broiling under a massive heat dome. And Harvard University, among the richest colleges on the planet, is encouraging students to sign up for food stamps.
In a school flyer, the university reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps, leading many on the Harvard campus to wonder why. Harvard's endowment fund is over $50 billion. One student tweeted that with a fraction of that, Harvard could pay every grad student about $9,000 over their current wages. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Federal prosecutors are pushing back against Hunter Biden's lawyers. The lawyers for the president's son claimed this week federal prosecutors reneged on the plea agreement that recently fell apart. In a court filing, prosecutors fired back and said Biden's lawyers were being misleading and should have fully understood the terms of the plea deal before walking into court. The Speaker of the House believes Congress will need to pass a short-term government funding bill to avoid a shutdown. NBC News reports sources said Kevin McCarthy told that to House Republicans during a conference call this week. Alec Baldwin could face manslaughter charges again following a new forensic report that suggests he may have sufficiently pulled the trigger.
Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter charges for the 2021 killing of Russ cinematographer Helena Hutchins were dropped when the defense pointed out the gun was modified. Prosecutors then commissioned a new analysis of the gun. Lucian Haig, who conducted the exam, reported that although Baldwin repeatedly denies pulling the trigger, given the tests, findings, and observations reported here, the trigger had to be pulled or depressed sufficiently to release the fully cocked or retracted hammer of the evidence revolver. Findings from that report were included in a motion filed this week by attorneys for armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who remains charged with involuntary manslaughter. Liz Warner, New York.
Never mind pumpkin spice season, it's already holiday shopping season with some big retailers rolling out string lights and Christmas trees. At Home Depot, holiday products including 8-foot Santas and giant nutcrackers launched online last week, and Costco has rolled out its artificial Christmas trees. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.